Amen. If you have your Bibles, would you open up to Exodus chapter 14? Want to exhort the church tonight as we move into water baptism. It's a wonderful evening in the house. Many of us are familiar with the history of God's people. As we read the Old Testament, we understand that there's this symbol, there's this imagery as we look the people of Israel, the children of Israel, how they were enslaved in Egypt. They were captive in Egypt. It's symbolic of our slavery to sin outside of Jesus Christ. Outside of Christ's salvation, humanity is lost. Humanity is helpless. Humanity is hopeless. Humanity is in slavery to darkness. The Word of God says and declares that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. God sent Moses to Egypt, to Pharaoh, the ruler of Egypt, crying out, "Let my people go." Pharaoh refused. See, we understand that the enemy of our souls doesn't want to let go of anyone. The enemy doesn't want to set anyone free, see anyone except Jesus Christ come to acknowledge the saving grace of Jesus. And we see here in this story that spirit refusing to let the people go. And we know that God moved in power and moved in that land so miraculously that Pharaoh cried out, "Enough," and he let the people of God go free. Chapter 14, beginning at verse 5, we're going to take in this account tonight. "Now it was told the king of Egypt that the people had fled, and the heart of Pharaoh and his servants was turned against the people, and they said, 'Why have we done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us?' So he made ready his chariot and took his people with him. Also he took 600 choice chariots, and all the chariots of Egypt with captains over every one of them. So the Egyptians pursued them, all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh, his horsemen and his army, and overtook them camping by the sea. And when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. So they were very afraid, and the children of Israel cried out to the Lord. Then they said to Moses, 'Because there were no graves in Egypt, you have taken us away to die in the wilderness. Why have you so dealt with us to bring us up out of Egypt? Is this not the word that we told you in Egypt, saying, "Let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians"? For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness.' Moses said to the people, 'Do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace.' And the Lord said to Moses, 'Why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward, but lift up your rod and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And indeed, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them. So I will gain honor over Pharaoh and all his army, his chariots and his horsemen. Then the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I have gained honor for myself over Pharaoh, his chariots and his horsemen.' And the angel of God who went before the camp of Israel moved and went behind them. And the pillar of cloud went from before them and stood behind them. So it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. Thus a cloud and darkness to the one, and it gave light by night to the other, so that the one did not come near the other all that night. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea into dry land, and the waters were divided. So the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea on dry ground, and the waters were a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. The Egyptians pursued them and went after them into the midst of the sea, all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. Now it came to pass in the morning watch that the Lord looked down upon the army of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and cloud. And he troubled the army of the Egyptians. And he took off their chariot wheels so that they drove them with difficulty. And the Egyptians said, "Let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fights for them against the Egyptians." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand over the sea, that the waters may come back upon the Egyptians, on their chariots and on their horsemen." And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea. And when the morning appeared, the sea returned to its full depth, while the Egyptians were fleeing into it. So the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. Then the waters returned and covered the chariots, the horsemen, and all the army of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. Not so much as one of them remained. But the children of Israel had walked on dry land in the midst of the sea. And the waters were a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. It's an incredible portion of Scripture. I didn't want to try and sum it up in my own words. It's better to let the Bible speak and just read it for what it is. The power of the message, the power of the story and of the account that applies to all of us that have been set free from Egypt. Egypt comes after its lost captives to gain them once again and to pull them from the congregation and haul them back to Egypt. We need the Red Sea experience more than we think. And we need the Red Sea experience more than we know. And tonight, we're talking about water baptism. We need to be baptized. The Bible declares, repent, be baptized, and be filled with the Holy Spirit. This is the normal process for a follower of Jesus Christ. The power of water baptism. Baptism takes out chariots and horses. Baptism is powerful. We're not just talking about a dip in a tank tonight, or a dip in a river, or a dip in a lake. We're talking about a uniting with Jesus Christ. Baptism is dealing with principalities and powers that are racing to retrieve what they've lost. This is spiritual and it's truly miraculous tonight. If we could see in the spirit the principalities and powers that are being drowned tonight in the Red Sea of water baptism, the army of Pharaoh that came into the sea after the children, and it says that all of them were taken out by the hand of the Lord. Now we will face enemies on the other side of baptism, there is no doubt, but tonight we are dealing with top enemies, those racing to retrieve those they've lost. This is how powerful this decision is tonight. It's not just a decision to follow mom or dad or do it because the church says to do it or just because we read it, but it's in obedience to Jesus Christ. It's a knitting with him. I've decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Exodus 14, verses 13 and 14, and Moses said to the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." The Voice Bible reads, "Don't be afraid. Stand your ground and witness how the Eternal will rescue you today. Take a good look at the Egyptians. For after today, you will never see them again." You will never see them again. New Century Version, "You will never see these Egyptians again after today." We believe this promise lives tonight. We're here tonight to exalt the waters of baptism, to honor the waters of baptism, to respect the waters of baptism. We don't treat them as small. We don't make them small. They aren't insignificant. We follow in the steps of our Lord Jesus Christ, just as he gave himself to the waters of baptism. J.C. Ryle said these words, "We ought to regard the sacrament of baptism with reverence, an ordinance of which the Lord Jesus himself partook. It's not to be lightly esteemed. an ordinance to which the great head of the church submitted, ought to be ever honorable in the eyes of professing Christians. Acts 2:38, I've already mentioned this tonight. Then Peter said to them, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Acts 19:4 and 5 reads, "Then Paul said, John indeed baptized with a baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe on him who would come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. And when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus." Let's have the worship team return. We are united with Jesus in a powerful way when we pass through the waters of baptism. Our public confession, our public announcement, our public declaration that we aren't going back. It's a personal decision tonight. These individuals are entering the waters. It's their own choice to follow Jesus as he's called them to follow him. "The Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever." That's so powerful. If you've never made a decision to follow Jesus, tonight there is freedom from Egypt. If you've never made a decision to be water baptized, it's time. Perhaps you're standing at the Red Sea with lifted eyes, gripped by fear, the Egyptians marching after you to come and haul you back to Egypt. I believe the word to some here tonight is go forward. Tell the children of Israel to go forward. God has split the sea, and it's time for us to see and recognize the provision of the Lord, to respect it and to honor it and take our lives through the sea of water baptism and step into this incredible great dimension of walking with Jesus Christ. Let's stand tonight. We're just going to sing this out. Move into this time of baptism. Micah 7:19 reads, "He will again have compassion on us and will subdue our iniquities. You will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea." Let's sing this out tonight and surrender our hearts. Prepare ourselves to be a part of this incredible baptism service as these individuals surrender to the Lord in this way. Amen. Amen.